This is the Tech Show on Leeds Student Radio.
The sound of students in Leeds.
You're here with Leeds Student Radio. It's just gone 11 o'clock and I'm here with Dan.
Hello.
And Gwen.
Hi.
So today it's the James Bond special. Are we all really excited?
I love James Bond.
I have to confess something.
Oh, what's this then?
I have never seen...
I've seen one James Bond film.
Wow, and which one was this then?
I think it was... maybe Goldfinger?
Right, so it's Pierce Brosnan, classic. Is there
maybe
a tank in it?
I can't remember. It was right, a long time ago.
So we're starting off well.
As long as you've seen one, though, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My housemate hadn't seen any, and we had to go and see the new film, and I was like, Flo, you have to go and watch Skyfall, otherwise you're not going to understand what's going on.
Mm.
So, yeah, she had to watch it the day before, and she really enjoyed it. But people that say they haven't seen a film, I just can't really believe it.
Yeah, I mean, they are a classic British set of films, and there's so many. And they're always on ITV.
I know.
Always.
Well, I don't have a television at home. I know that's, like, taboo for someone who's interested in technology.
Yes, it is a bit of a taboo.
Yeah, I don't have a television at home, but I would like to see more. They're on my to-watch list.
Yeah.
It's just getting round to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. It's like, you know, the Harry Potter movies. I'm sure I've seen all of them, but I don't remember like anything that's gone on. Like,
yeah.
So at the end of the day...
You don't remember anything that's happened? Not a single thing from Harry Potter?
Right,
there
Harry
were some
Potter
spells,
equals
he defeated
wizards.
Voldemort.
Yeah, some creepy animals.
Yeah.
Professor Lupin. and that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And a couple of twins with ginger hair.
Yeah.
Right, that's great. So now I've had a bit of a tangent off as normal.
Sorry.
I'm completely under tech related. Shall we head into the news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So, who wants to kick us off?
I want to talk about Snapchat.
Okay.
Because I don't know if anyone's noticed, probably those with iOS, because I'm on Android at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't actually have any of the new Snapchat updates, but all my friends do, so I'm getting these amazing Snapchats, and I can't do anything, I'm just laughing at them. So,
yeah.
For those who don't know, Snapchat has introduced a few new features. We had the animated kind of special effects brought in, so you know, the puking out a rainbow, and there's loads of things like eating and you get crumbs all over your face.
Yeah.
And that's actually because Snapchat acquired another company that focuses on animation.
Okay.
The name of it escapes me, but they basically have been working on that over the last month, so they've introduced all these new updates. And recently, over the last couple of days, they brought in the rewind feature, so you can film something and then send it and it plays backwards. So I had all my housemates like flipping coins yesterday and like throwing stuff around the living room and being like, oh, look at my superpowers. And I was like, this is really frustrating, so I can't join in the fun.
But yeah, so you're the only person without an iPhone in your house.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a lonely world out there, isn't
it? It is a lonely world. If anyone else has an Android, you can come and meet me.
Well, that pathetic cry for help should lead over to the next story, I think.
So Apple has refused to stock Adele's CD, apparently.
Ooh,
so the singer's
agent,
The singer's agent reportedly asked Apple to stock physical copies of her upcoming album in stores, but the company refused.
Why did they do this?
I don't know. They just didn't want to.
All right,
but,
okay.
That's really weird, though.
This one's not going to sell, guys.
No. Yeah, no.
They
Adele, yeah, we've heard her before, yeah.
Yeah.
Carry on, sorry.
also, Apple's part sales, because they're starting to sell parts, help boost Samsung profits, which is kind of the opposite
that's
of what they want to do.
Yes.
So the South Korean firm has seen its own mobile phone business squeezed by iPhones, as well as cheaper Chinese modules. So now they're getting profits from Apple.
I've got some Samsung news in my Futurology bit, but I'll come on to that.
Ooh, it's a tease. He knows how to get you excited.
I've got your hook, line and sinker.
Wow.
Ooh, this is a big one. Carry on.
Okay, right. So last week we talked about TalkTalk, obviously, with the hack. And I think listening to the podcast, which, by the way, we do have now. We have a podcast. For anyone who wants to go back and listen to the best bits of last week, which there are obviously many,
you can
always go find us on audioboom.com. And we're there, the tech show in the Leeds Student Radio part of the section. But it turns out, instead of it being the Russian people we thought it was actually 2 16-year-olds.
From Cardiff or something.
One in London, I think, and one in Northern Ireland. So 2 16-year-olds managed to bring down and get the details, your finances, from one of the largest companies in the UK.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? I actually think with obviously the younger generation being surrounded by all this technology now, I think we're going to see more and more incidences like this. Just because people are going to be much more involved in, the programming of computers and, writing code and stuff like that. And
that's
what I do a lot at the moment, and it is absolutely mind-numbing. But, it could be a second language, from a young age. So,
They're looking
on them.
They're looking to teach young children how to code. In a few schools, they've tried it out, at junior schools, taking programming classes, which I think would be very, very useful, especially for, girls and people who are not necessarily introduced to that sort of world at a younger age. It would be really useful.
And, obviously in the job sector now, it's going to be more and more useful to learn how to, program computers. If you can write a bit of code and do designing at the same time, then you're going to be hugely employable.
Definitely.
Wicked. Well, good on those 16-year-olds, to be honest. Well done.
And to be honest, I don't think you can go to prison yet when you're 16, can you? So maybe
you
they're just going
to... You can go to juvie.
Wow.
They can try you as an adult if they decide to, though, can't they?
I think that's just the US, isn't it?
Oh, maybe.
I don't think
that sounds like a very US
it does,
kind of thing
doesn't
to
it?
Do. Mm. Yeah.
Try you as an adult.
You shall be tried as an adult.
Right.
Anyway.
That's definitely a clip for next week, people. We're going to clip that one.
please do.
So, rocket firm SpaceX is sued over unpaid wages. So an employee of SpaceX is suing the company for $5 million, claiming that he and others were denied overtime pay and lunch breaks. But SpaceX says it denies the claims and will refute them in court.
So what is SpaceX for the people out there who won't know?
SpaceX is an organisation that wants to explore space.
Wow. its CEO is Elon Musk. I never know how to say that. It's Elon Musk, who is the CEO of Tesla, a big entrepreneur, philanthropist, millionaire, scabrillionaire.
Playboy
philanthropist. And they have obviously been looking into the technology behind lifting off rockets off planet Earth, taking people to Mars, and then returning them safely. Because Elon Musk's whole ethos is the fact that rocket travel should in fact be a bit more like airplane travel.
Right.
So, at the moment we're focused much more on a one-way kind of system where rockets are literally kind of break down and people return if they, luckily they return in like little pods, but he actually wants to maintain the whole rocket ship and keep it together and fly it back and land it on a barge in the middle of a sea somewhere. So,
but it sounds like he's like a great guy theoretically, but he's not paying his employees what they deserve.
Yeah,
it's hard to judge though, isn't it? Because obviously it's such a huge company that the fact that one employee has said, "Oh, he hasn't given me lunch breaks and I haven't been paid overtime," is like, well. You're obviously frustrated, but is suing them the right way to go about it, really?
Yeah, for $5 million.
Wow, maybe his lunch breaks were worth a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe he was eating some gold-plated sandwiches or something. Yeah. Or some gold-plated pot noodle.
Yeah.
I've got
one more.
Oh, good, go for it.
So Facebook admits its app drains iPhone battery because it stays a week in the background. So a representative from the company said that the new update fixes the problem, so users are urged to get the newest version of the software as soon as possible. Users were alerted to the problem after installing Apple's iOS 9 software, which shows how long apps are active and how much battery they use.
Wow. Well, that's not good for Facebook, really, is it?
No.
Considering that most of their users probably... are on an iPhone.
Definitely.
I think it's something they've been trying to fix for a long time. But the fact that it's such a weighty app and...
Yeah. Because it automatically plays videos and...
Yeah.
Bane of my life, that. The amount of data I must drain because of that.
They had problems with when it plays a video automatically, and then people would click off the Facebook app, it would carry on playing the video in the background. You wouldn't hear it and you wouldn't see it, but it would carry on taking up energy.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheeky.
So that's the issue they were having.
So,
but now that's fixed.
Yeah. Well done, Facebook. I still think you're a big multi-corporation that has far too much money. But anyway, that's just my little digs, I suppose.
Yep. Right, so shall we go into a song then? And then next? Right, so obviously with it being James Bond, we've got a lot of James Bond songs on here. Now, this one takes us back to A License to Kill.
Oh,
anyone seen that one?
Yes.
Well, you're the only one here, because I haven't. But the song, there was a lot of listening to some rubbish songs, by the way, I had to do for this show. But this is the only good one from the 80s that I can find, so I hope you all like it. It's Gladys Knight's License to Kill.
I believe it's Gladys Knight, but
okay,
Gladys.
Stick it in already, I see. Well, we'll kick you off with it, whatever it is.
This is the Tech Show on Leeds Student Radio.
The sound of students in Leeds.
Welcome back to the Tech Show. We're here and it's Dan's favourite bit of the show.
Yay! It's my futurology section. I round up the futuristic bits that have been released each week. This is actually, we're doing it a week behind because unfortunately it gets released on a Friday, so I don't have the 22nd to the 30th, but I am going to do the 15th to the 22nd. Anyway, so I will post this up all on our Facebook page. So you go head to facebook.com/LSR Tech Show. Give us a like and you can get all the sources and see all the funky images and stuff. But I will start off with This Week in Tech in Robotics. The first fully digital hospital opens in North America with robots to assist with x-rays and drug administration.
Okay.
Nice. More in robotics, the Russians are at it again, experimenting with intelligent autonomous military robot squad, sorry, that sounded really weird. Experiments with intelligent, autonomous military robot squadrons to hunt down and terminate targets.
Bloody wow. hell. That's a tongue twister and is, scary at yeah. the same time.
In alternate reality and virtual reality, Magic Leap releases the first unedited footage of their stealth augmented reality goggles in action. In 3D printing, MX3D announces plans to create the first 3D printed, fully functional metal bridge in Amsterdam. In more augmented reality and virtual reality, MIT spin-out iNetra is creating an app and plastic headset to give eye exams using only your smartphone, which is Ooh. Amazing.
Wow.
Samsung receives a $15 million government investment to build smart factories that will replace human labor with robots. In computing, MIT's data science machine outperforms two-thirds of human analysts in a big data analysis competition. And finally, big week in robotics this week. British firm BAE Systems unveils a high-speed naval drone for reconnaissance and protection missions.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all very kind of robotic and...
very much so.
It's a bit daunting, really, isn't it?
Nothing from DARPA this week. I mean, what they've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. DARPA, come on, step up your game. But yeah, I mean, obviously Samsung receiving this $15 million government investment is quite a big deal. That means that factories are literally going to get rid of thousands of workers and replace them with robots, which is, I suppose, was bound to happen at some point or another. But
yeah, definitely.
It's, I just feel a bit sorry for all those people losing their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's been happening for years, though, isn't it? I mean, there's now, like, Uber getting rid of taxi drivers.
Yeah.
There's,
but
you know,
they are still
Amazon
taxi
rid of
drivers, aren't they? Like, they're still Uber drivers.
Sorry, what I mean is they've got plans to replace them with cars, with
autonomous
robots.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's happening everywhere, I mean. 50 years time, we might not have any jobs for anyone.
Yeah. Who knows? It's going
to
be scary.
Maybe we'll all get to be artists and playwrights.
Oh, the creative side.
Yeah.
or like graphic designers and, yeah, entertainers.
It's going to have to be something, yeah. Well.
It's an interesting future.
An interesting future. Right, well, I think we should just skip over that. Oh, as I said, I'll post up on the Facebook page so people can go have a look. If any of that sounded interested, you can find the sources, read the stories, and have a bit more of a look into it. We are on Twitter, as always. Tweet us at ThisIsLSR. We are going into our James Bond special, so we are talking gadgetry and... well, tomfoolery, really, in the James Bond movies.
We certainly are. Wait, let's play that lovely bit of James Bond music again. Let's just...
Yes.
There we go.
Lovely.
Okay, yeah,
we're I think that's...
Yeah. Enough of that silliness. So, come on, then.
Sorry.
Are we good?
Are we finished?
Okay?
Carry on.
Okay. So, what have we got then? Favourite gadgets? I think you've got one, Dan, in particular.
I think there's gadgetry, which, you know, I think is very cool, and then there's just the outright ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know how much, obviously, Gwyn, you're quite new to the James Bond scene. But basically, James Bond has been, you know, many, many different actors. But when the gadget started kind of getting a bit ridiculous was when Roger Moore kind of came in, and it was like around the 80s. Mm. And they just started to go a bit wacky, because they always used to have the scenes where Roger Moore would walk into M's quarter, you know, Q's, you know, dungeon of, you know, funny gadgets.
Yeah.
And literally just walk past and, you know, play with bits and, you know, gadgets would fly off everywhere. And so there's a couple I want to bring up. I don't know whether you know this, Aaron. Q invented a spiked umbrella. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not, but go for it.
Is it just an umbrella with spikes on
right,
it?
So you know those pointy bits that come out of the end of the umbrellas? Like,
that, are lethal anyway.
That if you are of certain height, which I am, and someone of a slightly shorter height walks past you,
yeah.
your eyes are just... in constant fear of being stabbed out.
You're kind of, your life flashes before your eyes as you kind of see
your eyes flash before your eyes.
Yeah. But yeah, so the Q basically made a killer umbrella, and it works a bit like a Venus flytrap. So all these, these kind of metal spikes like come out of the ends and they go inwards, and then if you press the wrong button, it will just like close on you and basically eat you alive. So that is one of my favorites. Another absolutely ridiculous one is in, I can't remember, I think it's Live and Let Die, is that the one? Anyway, no, it's Octopussy, and it is called the Crocodile Vessel, and this is literally Roger Moore, who is lying in like a body length kind of like submarine-y thing.
It's a crocodile suit.
It's a crocodile suit.
He's gone to a Halloween costume shop.
Yeah, he has. In fact, you know, it'd be great Halloween costume. Roger Moore's crocodile vessel from Octopussy. And it's literally his head poking out the crocodile's mouth as it kind of like opens and comes out of the water. Hilarious.
Oh, anyway,
I think we're going to have to post a picture of this online, aren't we? Tweet it out.
We're going to edit your face into it.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that. No. It looks like Dan's being eaten by a crocodile.
Everyone wants to see that, surely.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm just the butt of everyone's jokes, aren't I? It's fine. So that's my second favourite, but my overall favourite James Bond gadget has to be the jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
The jetpack. I mean, you know, it's
standard.
It's the ideological, you know, toy for agents and spies, really.
It's not very... Yeah. I hate to break it to you, but I'm looking at a picture right here. It's a big... He's a guy in a suit, and it's a massive silver thing on his back. It's not exactly... inconspicuous, is it?
Well, he's going to be flying through the sky. He's already going to be a bit conspicuous, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's my point, is that at what point does a spy stop being a spy and just become a super soldier?
When you can't identify him because he's too far above the ground.
You've got to look normal.
So he doesn't have to keep his identity secret.
I see what you're saying. You've got to look normal for us to be a spy. You can't be in an Iron Man-esque suit and walk around and, you know, claim yourself as a spy, because you're just going to walk in and annihilate everything.
I think he probably just, like, hides it behind, like, a dumpster or something. Yeah. So he can just, like, go get it and then fly off.
Yeah.
Because he can't be whiffing that out, like, in the middle of... No. Like, on the Parkinson steps or whatever.
He's not going to... whip it out anyway.
He's not going to pull a Mary Poppins and just, you know, get it out of his, like, you know, front suit pocket.
What, just Venus flytrap umbrella.
Yeah. Whoop, here's my umbrella.
Don't press the wrong button.
No. But yeah, no. What about you guys? What I mean, there's so many gadgets to choose from. What are you saying?
Well, would you like to go first, or shall I fill the void, which is the knowledge that you don't have of James Bond? I
think I'm looking through a list of gadgets that have been on James Bond, and it was quite interesting. Like, apparently, the first Bond gadget was a Geiger counter.
Oh. Yeah.
In Doctor No.
Well, that's...
Did they exist it's back not... then? They must have existed.
They did, but they were very uncommon, and they were relatively new, so that's quite interesting that they used one of them.
A Geiger counter is something that measures radioactivity for listeners that may not know.
Yes.
I mean, looking at a picture here, and it's not exactly sexy looking.
No, it's really not.
It looks like if you go to check if you're pregnant, and they see what, you know, if it's a boy or a girl... What's that called?
A sonogram?
A sonogram. There we go. My knowledge of pregnancy testers is obviously not that great, but it looks like a sonogram. It looks like a sonogram.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was very useful if you're going into radioactive environments, because the more clicks it produces, the heavier the radiation around you is. So if it's like going, you know, you're going to die, basically. So...
Fantastic.
scintillating.
Yes.
Any others that you've seen in the 5 minutes that you've quickly flicked through best James Bond gadget lists on BuzzFeed?
X-ray glasses.
Oh, you stole my favourite.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, you can talk about it then.
No. I want to hear the novice person talking about what they do with X-ray glasses.
I would use them at parties. So that I can see... No.
Hello.
Not that sort of party. Oh. No. I would use them before I go into a party to check that there are people I know there already.
Oh, that's a good... That's a really good
But
shout.
All you can see is skeletons.
I can identify my friends by their skeletons. Can you not?
Yeah. my friends have very identifiable bone structures.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely Chris.
Yeah, well, that's quite a good one, because obviously you could see through walls and you could kind of make out body shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's obviously not just bones. You can see the outlines of the flesh as well. Yeah. Not that you'd want to, necessarily. Yeah.
My favourite thing in the film is when he puts them on, and of course there's two female agents
staring at.
And you can see the guns, but you can also see the bra straps. For some reason, that just appears.
Metallic bra straps.
Maybe it just works on density. So, like...
Yeah, I mean, it is about density. That's why bones show up, but flesh doesn't.
So it would show some things more than others, I guess. That's my expert opinion.
Yes.
Well, you are a scientist, so it's good to have you on the show with that expert knowledge there.
Thanks, guys.
There are some really basic gadgets, though, that show up quite high on people. I mean, a grapple gun.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
That's pretty standard.
Surely in the inventory of most spies.
Yeah.
The
dagger shoe from Russia with Love, where the Colonel Rosa Klib... That was an awful accent,
apologize. I know. Is that...
She's got, like, a shoe that a knife comes out of. That's in Wild Wild West with bloody...
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100 years before this.
I've
had dagger shoes for years.
100 years.
100 years.
Will Smith doesn't age, apparently.
Yeah. He's got great bones.
See, I can identify Will Smith.
Just while we're talking about gadgetry, I think we need to do a little memorial for the original... Well, not the original. I think he was the original, actually, Q, who was... Llewellyn someone?
Great research.
Do you know the Desmond Llewellyn? Llewellyn, who is the old chap in all of Sean Connery's and Pierce Brosnan's movies.
Yes.
He was the first ever Q. And he was so amazing. He was so funny. Then in a few of his movies, I'm sure, obviously, they got it in the script, but he would just turn up in, like, random locations and meet James Bond.
Mm. Oh, yeah, in the originals.
Yeah. So there's this one that I'm referring to specifically in License to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And Q basically turns up in the middle, of literally, like Mexico or something, dressed as a Mexican with a hat on. And he's got this broom in his hand, and it's a broom radio. So
right.
He's literally built a radio into this broom, and he's like, 007, good to see you. Fancy seeing you here. I just think he's absolutely genius, and he's more hilarious than any Q that there ever has been. So
he's the only thing that gets you through the Roger Moore movies, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, no, I mean, good on you, Q. You know, James Bond couldn't really do his job without a good Q, could he?
He couldn't.
No, you need someone to...
Like with
snooker,
you need a good Q.
Like a snooker, you need a good Q.
And with that dodgy joke, shall we go into another song then?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, for bringing it down on this. But okay, so this is... From a particularly awful James... Well, I like it, but most people don't. It's Quantum of Solace's Another Way to Die by Alicia Keys and Jack White, which is a great song for a particularly poor movie.
I quite enjoyed Quantum of Solace.
Yeah,
I did as well, but it's just no Skyfall, is it? Anyway, we'll head off with that, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Just your brother in the nick of time. Another dirty money heaven sent, honey, turning on a dime. Well, I thought I left it open, a woman walking by. A drop in the water, a look in the eye. A phone on the table, a man on the side. Or someone that you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die.
Over 100 hours of entertainment every week
on Leeds Student Radio.
And welcome back. And we're here with our James Bond special still continuing.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
But now we're going to take it into a little bit more of a, I suppose, somber note now.
Well, less fantasy, I suppose.
Yes, and ground you back into the real world, which is being a student in Leeds.
Yeah, we will come back with our app of the week, which is kind of secret agent theme, though.
Yes,
in fact,
yes,
very,
we will.
Very secret agent.
Very relevant.
So if you want to be a secret agent, stay tuned, because we've got the one app that will allow you to be able to do that. But now we're in with the Tech Show Top Tips for Students with me, Aaron.
Yay!
Better than last week.
Is that the intro? Yes. Tech Show Top Tips with Aaron!
Well, we can take that and we can record it and we can use that next week.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Gwyn.
Yeah. Though, we do actually, before we do that, have something quite funny to play for you all.
Oh, what is it?
So, as editor of the podcast, I get the power to be able to, I suppose, look through the show, find the funny bits.
Yeah.
And
then bring them on the next show to play for the listeners.
Yes. Yeah. And what's quite good for that, for me, is that it means that you're able to, I suppose, find the bits where Gwen doesn't fade down the mic.
Oh, those bits.
And then Dan ends up starting to sing into, what was the song we played? The Power of Love by Huey Louie in the
Huey
News. And
Huey
we've got
Lewis in the News.
This classic clip from you.
Power of Love.
Excellent.
I don't remember that happening whatsoever.
I didn't until I heard it on the show and was like, oh, classic.
Power of Love. And I genuinely thought I was a better singer than that, but
obviously
evidently not.
Well, I don't think the pressure was on. You're probably a bit too relaxed.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I obviously hadn't tuned in and warmed up, and my vocal cords were a bit brittle.
Okay.
So that's obviously, yeah.
You've been drinking milk earlier on in the day.
No, yeah.
It was only 40 minutes into the show. He hadn't warmed up his vocal cords enough yet.
Precisely. Right. I hadn't had a good green tea.
No, but anyway, fun and tomfoolery aside, let's get going with the student top tech tips. Right, so you should, by now at the university, have learnt that you can connect to the Eduroam network here. That's the university's
what?
What? You've not done it yet?
Yeah, of course I have.
Okay. So we are... Eduroam is actually available at most universities. So you can actually connect to other universities. So if you go to a friend's uni, you can do that. Yeah. Just a side tip.
I've been to Teesside and connected to it there.
And did it work well there?
It did work. It worked out.
Well, it's better than at Leeds then, where it sometimes just does not want to connect.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's there. That's free for you. But there is a Meet in Leeds one where if you walk around specific parts of Leeds, there is actually the Wi-Fi available for you there.
Oh,
and you
really?
Log in with your student login there.
Yeah.
So if you're ever out and you think, oh, a good place is it Millennium Square?
Millennium Square with the Revolution and... Yeah.
There is Meet in Leeds there. Mm-hmm. There's several ones around the town. So a small tech tip there. But for all those international students out there who may not have that much data on their phone,
yeah, exactly,
it's actually
really
quite
handy.
Useful. Yeah.
So I mean, do you know, it must be around like Trinity Center and like, I mean,
it depends. It must the be... signal is sketchy in Trinity,
sure,
there's none around town, but it is Millennium Square where you do get the best.
Well, that's right. Amazing. Is it from the council, or I mean, it must
I
be
think it
university
must be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you log in if you're an average citizen, to be honest. I don't know if it's the uni who put it up for students or what, but
that's very cool. Mm-hmm. What a very good top tip. I didn't even know that.
And, no.
Every week I come on with amazing tips. And
you do.
You guys are just this blown away.
You're like, you enlighten us. You're like the Buddha of technology.
The Buddha of technology. Yeah. I wouldn't go that far, but you are certainly some wise man of technology.
Oh, thank you.
You've even got the kind of beard as well. You look very, very kind of experienced and wise.
Would you go so far as to say Tech Yoda? Like a step down?
Yeah, well,
well, I think Yoda's a step up, actually.
He's also
from
wearing
Buddha.
Green.
Wow.
Well, he's technically a step down because he's very short. In fact, they're both very short because Buddha's sitting all the time, isn't he?
Well, yeah. No, actually, Buddha was meant to be like 10 foot or something and have the power of 1,000 elephants.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're full of knowledge.
I am full of knowledge. I am full of useless knowledge.
Okay, sweet. The time is just coming up to 20 to 12. I hope everyone's had breakfast and is getting up and, well, is getting ready for their day.
I should hope so.
Getting ready for that big Halloween party.
Big Halloween party. Don't forget, you can tweet us at ThisIsLSR. We want to know what your favourite James Bond gadget is. Maybe you have a favourite. Maybe you just have some that just really confuse you. There are quite a few random ones out there, such as the cigarette bomb and...
And the exploding toothpaste.
Yeah. And the...
Is it exploding or is it just corrosive?
It's called dento paste.
Yeah.
So it sounds like detonate.
Okay.
So I imagine it explodes.
Okay.
Be a bit boring if it was just a dissolving thing on James Bond, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well. I mean, it's something that you wouldn't really want to use, you know, stumbling to the bathroom after a heavy night out and like, oh, dento paste, yes.
That would do the opposite of what your toothpaste is, what you want your toothpaste to do and give you cavities.
Yeah. Mind-blowing.
But yeah, do let us know what your favourite gadget is. There is obviously the Octopussy car, which we haven't really mentioned, but that is obviously up there with the best, so shouldn't really have to mention it.
No. Shall we head into a song?
Yeah, we're going to go into the next song, and this is my favourite.
Your favourite? Why is it your favourite James Bond song?
Just because, Chris Cornell, I think, is a great singer. He's done a lot of good stuff. You know, Rage Against the Machine, that kind of thing. And Quantum of Solace has the Le Chiffre, the
they
guy.
They mean Casino Royale.
Oh, yes, I'm talking about the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Quantum of Solace has the weird guy who has the cyanide in the face, doesn't he? What's his
name?
That's Silver.
No, that's
there are too many Bond films. Too many films.
No, you're thinking of Casino Royale.
It's oh, no,
Le
sorry.
Chiffre, and then it's the weird French guy.
Quantum
of Solace. The one who wants to get the water.
Right,
which
yes.
is a bit boring when you think about
a bit
it.
Boring. Anyway, this is Chris Cornell for the Casino Royale theme tune, and it is called You Know My Name. Have a listen. If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't like what it is when the storm. Eyes I'm deceived. I've seen angels fall from blind.
Welcome back to the Tech Show. I'd just like to give a quick shout out to the LUU Esports Society, who say the submarine car is the best James Bond gadget. Come on, people.
Whoop, whoop.
I actually think that they've got a very good shout there on that one.
I think so.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the way the wheels fold in, they actually built the car for it.
Did they?
Yeah, but it leaked. Oh. But they still built it.
Reminds me of the Top Gear episode where they can try and convert those cars into boats.
Oh yeah. Just like
scooping water out. But they do it, so, you know. Anyway, yeah. So it's now that time where we all sit round and we find our favourite.
The Tech Show's app of the week.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. This week obviously is all about James Bond, so I went on the monumental search through apps which can help you become your very own 00 agent. And I think I've stumbled across the greatest. Unfortunately, I think it's only on Android.
Well,
so, you know, we were...
Those iPhone users, they may have Snapchat, but they couldn't be James Bond.
Exactly. So, you know, all you iPhone users enjoy Snapchat. Android users, we're going to be spies, okay?
We're the cool kids.
So, obviously, it's got an incredibly inventive name, Secret Agent. So, the app is called Secret Agent, and it basically has a plethora of little Secret Agent bits to play around with. So, for example, I'm going to open up mine now, and it's going to take me to a menu, which is going to give me options for my camera, my location, my torch, my audio, compass, report, spectrums, sensors, and diagnostics. So it's taking me to an agent menu. One of the coolest features, I think, is the spectrum and sensors. So spectrum, you can kind of... Just it takes you to a spectrum page and you can kind of detect the radio waves that are happening around or the frequency waves that are happening around you. I must make a small disclaimer. It actually doesn't really make you into a secret agent.
Yes, it does.
You can believe it does. But it does kind of make you look like a secret agent to everyone else, if that makes sense. So, you know, you've got a compass on there. If you ever get lost, I can see that in my chair, I'm actually facing due north at the moment.
Wow.
And it gives me the degrees and everything, so, you know.
That's very cool.
That's very cool. If you ever get, you know, lost in the depths of Leeds, you can get that out. And on the camera is a very cool camera effects. It has night vision and thermal vision. And when I say night vision and thermal vision, it is night vision in the sense that it just colours everything a tint of green. Yeah. And the thermal vision is basically it just colours everything kind of bluey red and orange.
Orange, yeah.
So
it's not actually thermal vision.
Well, no, it's not. But you know, it's nice to feel that I am kind of, you know, searching out for secret bits in this room, and it's
because this is an audio, you know, medium.
Yeah.
For our listeners, I'd just like to say that Dan is spinning in his chair, just staring at stuff with the fake...
To be fair, so am I.
Oh, Jesus.
Precisely. Precisely.
It's a pro setup we've got here, guys.
I will post a link to that on the Google... it's on Google Play Store for all you Android users. I will see if I can find an alternative for you Apple users, but I just think you're being spoiled at the moment for by Snapchat. So I'll post that up on the Facebook page. Head to facebook.com/LSRTechShow and you can get the link there.
Nice.
Anyway, yes. Fun.
So, when it comes to songs, we've got a choice, actually.
Right.
We've got either Adele, Skyfall, or we can go with the new Sam Smith song. I dislike both equally as much. So, it really comes down to whichever one you guys want.
I'd like to hear Sam Smith, if that's all right.
I'm going to go with Adele.
Oh, no.
Okay, and I'll put my reason forward.
Okay.
Adele is such a good singer, and the Skyfall song was such a good song that, see, I'm getting support from outside the studio. Thank you, Adele. and Sam Smith had such a big job to live up to it, and I think that his song is fantastic, but I think you just can't beat Adele. I really think she was made for that song, and she performed it fantastically.
Okay.
Counter argument.
Adele's other song, Hello, is getting a ton of publicity right now, especially on social media.
So poor old Sam Smith needs a bit of publicity.
Exactly, that's what I was saying, because loads of memes and videos have been made of Adele, so I think Sam Smith's feeling a bit left out at the moment.
Oh, it's a hard choice.
But we'll leave it up to you.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Adele, to be honest.
Yeah!
because I don't like Sam Smith. So
sorry, Sam.
Sorry,
I know
Sam.
You're listening.
So we're gonna go into a bit of Skyform when we come back. It's more technology, James Bond style from us. See you in a second.
This is LSR.
Hello and welcome back to the Tech Show. So we're going to do a quick quiz right now. So it's about James Bond. How big of a fan are you? So do you guys both want to play?
Yes.
Okay.
Obvs.
So question one. Who was the oldest ever Bond girl?
I'm going to go...
Well, actually, can I just say something? Because the new movie has a really old Bond girl in. Uh-huh. But she's not really a Bond girl, but she's a really old girl in the Bond movies.
Does she sleep with him? I think that's what a Bond girl is defined as.
I'm not saying. no, I don't. Oldest ever... do you want the name of the actress, or...?
I will take either the name of the actress or the character.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Pussy Galore just because that's the only Bond girl name I actually know.
I'm going to go with... I don't actually know a Bond girl's name.
Okay,
so I think default win.
So Dan wins, and he was right. It was Honor Blackman as Pussy Galore.
Yay!
In Goldfinger, she was 39 years old.
Wow, nice. She looks great for 39.
Mm. How many times has James Bond resigned on screen?
Ooh, I'm going to go with...
Dan?
I think that's a good shout. I was going to go for 4 or 5 as well. So okay. It's either higher or lower I'm going to have to go. And I think I'm going to go higher because he's a bit of a pernickety one, isn't he, old James?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets in an argument with M quite a lot. So yeah. I'm going to go higher than 5. I'm going to go 8.
You are closest, Aaron.
Yes.
So it was actually 3 times.
Oh.
The last time was in Casino Royale, which is also the longest ever Bond film.
Oh, there you go.
And it feels it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good film, but it does feel long.
According to the films, what did Bond study at university?
Oh.
English.
History.
You're both wrong. It was Oriental languages.
Oh.
Although, this is only according to Eon Productions. In the books, he went to University of Geneva.
And then he served and 2 study. Terms at Eton, and yeah. Yeah.
All right,
so that is fact. I just, yeah.
Yeah, just fact.
Yeah.
Which is the only Bond film in which James Bond doesn't drive a car?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
this is going to be way before my time.
It's... No.
Is it On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Is it Moonraker?
No, you're both wrong. It was You Only Live Twice.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. I thought he drove a Japanese car in that.
Okay, I'm just going by the quiz, guys.
Okay, fair enough, sorry.
Who was the youngest ever Bond?
Oh, Sean Connery.
No, I think it's going to be someone really, really peculiar. Like, who's the Australia guy? No, that was Roger Moore, wasn't it? No, I'm gonna say Pierce Brosnan.
You're both wrong. It was George Lazenby.
Lazenby.
Sorry.
Down
he was the
you
youngest
Lazenby.
Bond at 30 years old.
Wow.
One more question. I think you've won, haven't you? I think you've won.
Sure.
I'll take the win. Yeah.
Well,
you've got a point each at the moment.
So oh right. Okay. Then
we're gonna go until the
tiebreak.
Yeah.
Tiebreak.
Who was the deadliest Bond?
Oh, I know. It's going to be like kill count on average per movie or just
kill count per their Bond career.
I am definitely saying Sean Connery because I know this is correct.
I'm going to go for Sean Connery as well then.
Yeah. No, you're both wrong. It's Pierce Brosnan.
Okay, one more question and that's the tiebreaker.
135 people in 4 films.
Yeah.
Which 007 earned the most and averaged the most at the box office?
Skyfall.
Which Bond?
Oh, Daniel Craig.
I'm going to say Pierce Brosnan because he's a bit of a heartthrob, old Pierce.
You're both wrong again.
It's Sean, isn't it?
It's Sean.
Oh, goodness.
It is revealed what M stands for in Skyfall. Which of these is correct? Come on, guys. We're going to keep going until you break the tiebreak. What does M stand for?
Mother.
Mother?
It's something like Major.
Is Olivia Mansfield.
What?
M.
Apparently so.
That's so weird. So why does Ralph Fiennes get called M in the new one?
I do not know.
Answer me this, Squid. Answer me.
I don't know. Okay. So unfortunately, right, neither of you win. So I win by default.
You don't win because you haven't seen a James Bond movie.
If I had, I'm sure I would win.
Yeah, so...
Well, that was great. That was fun.
We didn't really answer anything.
I'm actually really disappointed that I don't know much at all about James
Bond. Yeah. No, we both got one each, so I think we can both take...
That's fair enough.
Apart from that.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So we're just going to go into some adverts now, and then when we come back, we'll be previewing the next show for you. See you in a second.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And.
It's all about you.
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 You. You. You. Looking for a house next year?
Then come to Spencer Properties for a friendly, professional and stress-free service.
With a wide range of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Woodhouse, Burley and the city centre.
Platinum membership with Unipol.
We are the perfect way to find your first home.
And we've been voted the safest landlord by Leeds University Union.
Spencer Properties. Come find your new home.
Take a trip to Italy with La Bezzi Italian Restaurant.
You can bring your own alcohol and make use of our 10% student discount every Sunday to Thursday
on a wide range of top quality dishes straight from the heart of Italy.
Come visit us on Clarendon Road, just a stone's throw away from Leeds University.
La Bezzi, authentic Italian cuisine.
Selected is back.
Leeds Student Radio is celebrating the UK music scene with an underground extravaganza.
We bring the bass and the bars with the hottest artists including Empress Imani,
Wheezy Jefferson,
Lady Sanity,
and Leeds' own rap battle champion, MC Dialect.
Expect an explosive night of grime, reggae, hip-hop and bass
at Hi-Fi Club on Monday, 9th of November.
Have you been selected?
Have you been selected?
You look tired, mate. You could do with a flat white coffee.
Open from 8 a.m. with three guest blends. This ain't your normal cup of joe.
Come down to Brudenell Grove in Hyde Park and tuck into our range of food and drinks alongside free Wi-Fi.
We're open from morning to the late hours,
giving you plenty of time to kick back with your mates.
East Village, proud sponsors of the LSR Breakfast Show.
Leeds Student Radio brings you The Beat.
Every weekday at 6, we'll be giving you the latest on student news, views and lifestyle in your city.
Brought to you by Amber Cars, you'll be the first to know what's going on.
Call us on 01132 311 366 or download the app
for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
The Beat is the only place to be.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students.